ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् भागवतम फोर्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 22 पृथु महाराज मीटिंग विद द कुमार टेक्स्ट 8 किं तस्य दुर्लभतरम् इह लोके परत्र च यस्य विप्रा प्रसीदन्ति शिवो विष्णुश्च सानुगः किं तस्य दुर्लभतरम् इह लोके परत्र च यस्य विप्रा प्रसीदन्ति शिवो विष्णुश्च सानुगः किं तस्य दुर्लभतरम् इह लोके परत्र च यस्य विप्रा प्रसीदन्ति शिवो विष्णुश्च सानुगः किं तस्य दुर्लभतरम् इह लोके परत्र च यस्य विप्रा प्रसीदन्ति शिवो विष्णुश्च सानुगः
किं तस्य दुर्लभतरम्
Yeah.
What?
Tasya.
Tasya.
His.
Durlabhataram.
Very rare to achieve.
Iha.
In this world.
Loke.
World.
Paratra.
After death.
Cha.
Or.
Yasya.
One whose. Vipraha. The Brahmanas and Vaishnavas prasidanti, become pleased.
Shivaha,
all auspicious.
Vishnu,
Lord Vishnu.
Cha,
as well as.
Sa
Anugaha, going along with. Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Any person upon whom the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas are pleased can achieve anything which is very rare to obtain in this world as well as after death. Not only that, but one also receives the favor of the auspicious Lord Shiva and Lord Vishnu, who accompany the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. Please repeat after me.
Any person
upon whom the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas
are
pleased can achieve anything which is very rare to obtain in this world as well as after death. Not only that, but one also receives the favor of the auspicious Lord Shiva and Lord Vishnu, who accompany the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Brahmanas and Vaishnavas are the bearer of Lord Vishnu, the all auspicious, as confirmed in the Brahma Samhita 5.38. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena santas sadaiva hridayeshu vilokayanti jam shyama sundaram achinta guna swarupam govindam adi purusham tamaham bhajami. The devotees, out of their extreme love for Govinda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, always carry the Lord within their hearts. The Lord is already in their heart. The Lord is already in the heart of everyone. But the Vaishnavas and the Brahmanas actually perceive and see Him always in ecstasy. Therefore, Brahmanas and Vaishnavas are carriers of Vishnu. Wherever they go, Lord Vishnu, Lord Shiva, Lord Vishnu, Lord Shiva, or the devotees of Lord Vishnu are all carried. The four Kumaras of Brahmanas, and they visited the place of Maharaj Prithu. Naturally, Lord Vishnu and his devotees were also present. Under the circumstances, the conclusion is that when the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas are pleased with a person, Lord Vishnu is also pleased. This is confirmed by Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur in his 8 stanzas on the spiritual master. Jasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasado. By pleasing the spiritual master, who is both Brahmana and Vaishnava, one pleases the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If the Supreme Personality of Godhead is pleased, then one has nothing more to achieve either in this world or after death. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Vena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Vena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Jutapadakamulam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं त्वं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदान् सहगना ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभान सुते देवी प्रणम्यामि हरिप्रिये वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशरी गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम राम राम। किं तस्य दुर्लभतरम् इह लोके परत्र च यस्य विप्रा प्रसीदन्ति शिवो विष्णुश्च सानुगः। एनी पर्सन अपॉन होम द ब्राह्मण एंड वैष्णव आर प्लीज्ड कैन अचीव एनीथिंग विच इज वेरी रेयर टू ऑब्टेन इन दिस वर्ल्ड एज वेल एज आफ्टर दैट। नॉट ओनली दैट बट वन ऑल्सो रिसीव्स द फेवर ऑफ ऑस्पिशियस लॉर्ड शिव एंड लॉर्ड विष्णु हु एकॉम्पनी द ब्राह्मण एंड द वैष्णव। So, here we are understanding the secret of spiritual success. Although apparently the spiritual life is to develop our loving relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but that relationship is established through the agency or the via medium of the devotee of the Lord. Krishna says that those who think that they are his devotees, they are not actually his devotees. But those who are his devotees' devotees, they are his devotees. He considers them to be his devotees. It is very difficult to become a devotee of Krishna. It is impossible even to approach Krishna, what to speak of pleasing him. Prabhupada gives the example that it's very difficult to please a rich man because he has everything. A rich man has everything. What can you give him? Even though you may give him a very expensive gift, but still he may not be impressed because he has so much that he is not really impressed with anything. Therefore, it's very difficult to please a rich man. Practically impossible to please him. But although it is difficult to please him, but if we can please his son, little son, and to please him is not very difficult. We can just give him a little sweet and the son will become pleased. And when the father sees that his son is favorably disposed towards somebody, then he will also become favorable towards him. So similarly, it's difficult to please Krishna, but Krishna's devotees are not at all difficult. The devotees by nature are very quickly pleased. Devotees are very, very easily pleased. And when Krishna sees that his devotees are pleased with somebody, then he also becomes pleased with that person. And why Krishna becomes pleased when his devotees are pleased? Because Krishna is with his devotees all the time. So whatever happens to a devotee, Krishna registers that. In here, in this purport, Prabhupada is pointing out that although Krishna is situated in everyone's heart, but a devotee perceives how Krishna is in his heart and he develops his direct communication with him. Therefore, a devotee is in constant touch with Krishna. Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochanina Santas Sadaiva Hridayeshu Vilokayanti. Sadaiva means constantly, all the time. A saintly personality, a devotee, sees Krishna all the time in his heart. So, and in this way he is in constant touch with Krishna. And when a devotee becomes favorably disposed to somebody, Krishna immediately registers that. My devotee is pleased with that person, therefore Krishna responds very wonderfully to those individuals. And that's why the process of Krishna consciousness is so simple. Process of Krishna consciousness is simply a matter of pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead by pleasing his devotee. So why we are pleasing a devotee for the sake of pleasing Krishna, we should also be very, very careful that we do not commit any offense to a devotee. We do not hurt a devotee. Because just as Krishna becomes very quickly pleased when his devotee becomes pleased, similarly when a devotee is hurt, Krishna also feels the pain. And Krishna takes that pain as an offense. The devotee may not register or devotee may not consider that to be an offense, but Krishna considers that to be an offense. So, spiritual life, therefore spiritual life is considered to be sharp and resilient. In one hand, it is very easy to win the favor of the Lord, but at the same time, we run the risk of displeasing the Lord by committing offense to a devotee. And these offenses can destroy our spiritual life. Because Krishna, it is said that Krishna is very favorably disposed to his devotee. Krishna becomes favorably disposed to an individual when he takes to Krishna consciousness. And Krishna makes it a point to protect him from any kind of deviation or fall down. Krishna protects him personally when we take to Krishna consciousness. But if we commit offense to a devotee, then Krishna will not protect us. When there is a question of why does a devotee fall down, this is actually the secret that we have to be always very concerned about. Yes, Krishna will protect an individual when he takes to Krishna consciousness, but if he commits offense to a devotee, then Krishna will not protect. He will withdraw his protection. And that's the time the individual runs the risk of falling down. So, time and time again we are seeing that in the scriptures, the importance of pleasing a devotee, importance of winning the favor of a devotee. When we please the devotee, then Krishna becomes pleased and we make spiritual advancement. We are enabled to develop a relationship with Krishna at that time. Krishna offers himself to us. But we must be very careful that the wonderful gift that we are receiving from Krishna, we don't squander it. And the secret is to always be favorably disposed to the devotee. Serve them with all sincerity and never do anything that would displease them. Never do anything that would offend them. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, through his pastimes, made that point very, very clear. No matter how exalted a person can be, how learned he may be, but if we commit offense to a devotee, a Vaishnava, then our spiritual life will be jeopardized. One such example is Gopal Chapal, a very exalted Brahmana. He offended Sri Vashtaka. He, just in order to humiliate Sri Vashthakur in the eyes of others, to prove that he is not actually a devotee of Krishna, he put some tantric articles in front of his house at night. Tantrics are the worshippers of Kali, Durga. And their goal is to acquire some mystic power. So, this Gopal Chapal, he put some articles for worship of Kali in front of Sri Vashthakur's house at night. In the morning when Sri Vashthakur came out of his house, he saw those articles. And he was so humble, he could understand that somebody was trying to paint him in a certain way to humiliate him. So what did Sri Vashthakur do? He called everybody. He said that, look, what a pretender I am. Actually, you know, I worship Kali. I am actually a Shakti worshipper. And see, these are the articles with which I worship. So in this way we can see, a Vaishnava never defends himself. A Vaishnava doesn't react. A Vaishnava is proactive. So he didn't react. No, who put it in front of my door? Who is trying to humiliate me? Who is trying to denigrate me? But his reaction was completely opposite. He called everybody and started to tell them that he was actually worshipping Shakti with all these articles. Naturally, devotees recognized that somebody must have done something to humiliate Sri Vashtha. And that's what happened. Gopal Chapal, he developed leprosy within 3 days' time. And he suffered terribly. For years together, And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came back after taking sannyas, he came to that area, the other side of the river, Ganges, the other side of Navadvip. Gopal Chapal approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He heard that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and told him to please forgive him and cure him of his leprosy, because Mahaprabhu already cured many lepers. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became furious. He said, You are a Vaishnava Aparadhi. I will never forgive you. And finally, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, you go back to Srivast Thakur, to whom you have committed offense. And when Gopal went to Srivast Thakur, Srivast Thakur immediately forgave him. And Gopal became cured of his leprosy. So in this way, there are many, many instances of Vaishnava Aparadha and the consequence of Vaishnava Aparadha in Mahaprabhu's pastimes. And in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu warned us not to commit Vaishnava Aparadha. Be very, very careful not to commit offense to the Vaishnava. Instead of offending Vaishnavas, if we please the Vaishnavas, then we'll make rapid spiritual advancement. Hare Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Does anybody have any question or comment? Yes.
Sometimes when we and sort of trying to help another devotee, we may say something to that devotee. I suppose you know now to get very aware, you know, to pay more attention. So that devotee may take offense to it. So this say how dangerous it is to call offense to a devotee, and yet in a way when we're trying to help someone, they may take it as offense, but it's intended to be offensive or not. So in that situation,
yeah, if it is done with sincere intention to help someone who is junior, then it is not an offense. And especially the devotee is in management situation, in management position, have the responsibility to correct a junior devotee and engage them in the service of Krishna. And that time, if a junior devotee doesn't understand the good wishes of the senior devotee and becomes upset, it is unfortunate. And that is also another advantage of being in a society of devotees, in a family. Like in a family, there is a distinct understanding between junior and senior. And a senior member sometimes corrects a junior member. It's a responsibility that he has towards a junior devotee. Like a spiritual master's business is to correct his disciples. And the disciple can't afford to take offense. Rather, the disciple actually kind of makes an agreement that here is one person from whom I'll take all the chastisement. That is the agreement between spiritual master and disciple. But if a disciple becomes upset that the spiritual master is chastising him, then that only shows his neophyte condition. The more advanced we become, the more we'll be prepared to accept the chastisement from the spiritual master. Well, if the relationship is there, and then everything will be perfectly harmonized. And naturally, husband-wife relationship is based on love. And there is a saying, it's actually Rishi Shraddhe Ajayudhe Prabhate Megho Garjane Dampatte Kalahe Chaiva Bhavarambhe Loghu Kriya. That in the Shraddha ceremony of a sage, in the fight between the goats, rams, when it thunders in the morning and the fight between husband and wife, they start off in a big way, but there is no substance in it. Like it appears to be very serious, but there is no substance in it. But nowadays we are seeing that the fight between husband and wife are not really of that nature, that it starts off in a big way, but it doesn't have much of a substance. Rather, we see that they are ending in a very unfortunate way of separation. And the reason behind that is that the main element of relationship, the main substance of relationship is missing, is lacking there. It's okay. Hare Krishna, yeah. And so we must emphasize or must remind, the householders must always remember that the relationship that they are getting into or they have got into is a very sacred relationship, and that relationship is based on love. First, it's a love for each other, and then the love extends through children, and in this way, that loving relationship, the sphere of the relationship actually extends in the family. The main point is where in that relationship the separation can separation is never allowed. According to the Vedic understanding, there is no word for separation between husband and wife, because it was understood that that relationship is very sacred. Once they got into that relationship through marriage, it was a lifelong relationship. Sometimes it was considered that it's a relationship that continues from life after life. The husband and wife relationship is not only of one lifetime, it is of life after life. It's okay. Can so, does it answer your question?
I guess this is for the kitchen, that's why we're using the microphone.
Oh, okay, yeah, yes. Yes.
Thank you very much for coming. Thank you very, very much for coming. We really appreciate you being here with our owners. Might as you know that you are the person on vacation of Vaishnava. And humbly asking this question in a spirit of understanding more about our Uttam organization. Often in our Uttam organization, we see that we have to coexist among devotees that may be offensive to our spiritual masters. So, what is the best way in the mood of not becoming an aparadhi to be in the association of those who both know that they may have an effective rule to the master?
Yeah, first of all, this kind of happenings are very unfortunate. Like in a family, like how can the senior members of the families have, you know, unfavorable relationship with each other? Like it's very detrimental for the family, the unity of the family. And that's why it is up to the senior members of the family has a responsibility to rectify this kind of situation when it happens. The person who is wrong must be corrected. And if they are not corrected, then we are actually running the risk of hurting the unity of our family. So that will be the first, my immediate response to that. And I feel that the senior member of the family, means the GBC body, has a responsibility that if someone is unduly attacked or transgressed, then should be corrected. GBC has a responsibility. And one thing I can tell you, that although GBC may not have taken action, but in some areas the leading devotees are taking action. For example, when I was in London recently, and one person who kind of offended Maharaj, Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, he actually asked if he could come to London to preach. And the management of London actually refused and said that, no, we can't allow you to come for this reason. And in this way, when a message is sent across, the person will come back to his senses. And he'll be doubly careful not to commit any offense again. So I thought, when I got to know that, I felt very appreciative of that stand that they have taken. And as far as the disciples are concerned, it's natural that the disciples would get affected by it. But thinking about considering the importance of the unity of our institution, unity of our family, they should at least stay away from individuals who are actually hurting the spiritual master. Disciples shouldn't have anything to do with it. Hare Krishna. Yes. Hare Krishna. The first consideration should be whether the person is in a position to really judge or correct. So that is the first consideration. Like, as I mentioned, like those who are in the management position, those who are in responsible, authoritative position, they should do it with a sense of duty. But at the same time, one should be very careful that he is doing it for the benefit of that other devotee, not because he likes to take his grievance against somebody else. That's the first consideration. The second consideration is that main thing is that it must be done with due caution. Whatever we are doing is for helping the person to make spiritual advancement. And if we are not in a position to correct somebody, better just take a humble position. And if it becomes necessary to report, then we can bring it to the attention of the senior authorities in a humble state of mind. Not just going to complain, but, this is what I'm observing. I don't know whether I'm right or wrong. Maybe you can, since I observed, I just wanted to bring it to your notice. So it must be done with due caution. And drawing the line, as you're saying, like the best way to draw the line, if at all we get into a situation like that, that the deciding factor will be whether it is out of envy that I'm saying it, out of my envy that I'm saying it, or is it out of my compassion for him that I'm seeing it in this way. Whether it's compassion or envy, that's what should be the guiding factor. Hare Krishna. Yes.
Thank you for the question. I was just going to ask, once we committed the message and we had the influence that our consciousness, what is the next step that we can speak with to correct ourselves?
Yeah, do. Go to the person to whom we have committed the offense and beg forgiveness from him. And it has been mentioned that Vaishnava is so merciful, his reaction will be, no trouble, there is no offense. Like, whatever you have done is actually for my benefit. That is an advanced Vaishnava's reaction. But even if the Vaishnava doesn't react in that way, even if he gets angry, then we should take his chastisement and try to please him through service. So this is how we stay safe in our spiritual life. Yes.
Hare Krishna. Hare
Krishna.
Good to see you again.
Okay, yeah, nice to see you.
Maharaj, a lot of times our mind is, you know, in the incarnation, so our mind is constantly changing. Okay, we like this person, one minute, we don't like this person, next minute. And so a lot of times, I think some devotees, we commit offenses in an attempt. And so, how do we deal with that?
Well, Prabhupada mentioned once that in a family also brothers sometimes fight, but then after 5 minutes they become friends again. So if we are in a, if we have that family situation and we have our relationship, then well, sometimes we may have some disagreements, but we'll be very easy, we'll be able to resolve them quite easily. But the trouble actually starts when we don't really see each other as brothers, and after 5 minutes we become friends again, but rather that continues, and you know, it becomes an agenda. That's very, very dangerous. And that's why I personally feel that the senior intervention becomes essential. And if someone is wrong, you know, he should be corrected and given a very strong warning. Otherwise, we're actually running the risk of, you know, dividing the institution. For the sanctity, for the purity, for the unity of an institution, the leaders have to be very, very careful, and they should be, as soon as it comes to their notice, they should address the issue. Like disagreements out of misunderstanding, or, you know, like due to our nature, like conflicts may be there, but they shouldn't be very deep. They should be, I mean, yes, when we are living together, like as I was saying, husband wife fight, but then after 5 minutes it becomes resolved. Or brothers fight, and you know, after 5 minutes they become friends again, and they completely forget the differences they may have developed at some point in time. So when we're living in a family, these possibilities are there. But at the same time, we should be very careful that they are just, you know, only a temporary thing. And if it runs the risk of becoming more long-lasting, then it should be addressed and resolved. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Yes.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for this
You have to speak to them.
It's not
it's for the kitchen. I mean.
Kind of continuing that same question. Oftentimes, are offenses only by actions, or can they be even in your mind? As in, you could offend a person in your own mind, you might not carry out any action or any, you speak any words, it might actually offend that person in your mind without committing an offense. So, if you commit an offense of that sort, is there some way to actually counter that offense, and how do you make sure that doesn't happen again?
Yeah, right. In this age, it is said that the mental offenses are not counted. But at the same time, even if there is a mental offense, we run the risk of letting it develop into something more serious. Like, for example, thinking, feeling, willing, and acting. Like from subtle, it becomes grosser and grosser, right? So, if it happens for our own spiritual life, it is better to nip it in the bud. Even if there is mental offense, we should beg forgiveness. At least mentally, we should beg forgiveness. Even if there is no need to go to the person and tell him, but at least in our mind we can say that, Prabhu, please forgive me. So this is how we train our minds not to commit further offenses. Thank you very much. So I'll stop now. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.